Welcome to This Week at Filling, a program for education and celebration of what's happening throughout filling homes. I'm Tina Parsons. Welcome back to the program. Today I'm talking with Chelsea Red Fox. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, Tina.
Chelsea is the new Mission Advancement Director at Filling Homes. We are so glad to have you. Chelsea's been here since May. Let's talk about your past experience that led you to Filling Homes.
I started out as a teacher back in 2016. Until 22, I taught at Four County Career Center. And then I left and I was in corporate for a little while and it just wasn't the space for me. Mm-hmm. So I left there and ended up here at Filling Homes, and I really enjoy the nonprofit space, and Filling Homes is a great organization to work for.
That's awesome. Can you tell me, Chelsea, what did you teach at Four County?
12th grade English.
That's interesting. And now you're here at Filling Homes. We are absolutely so glad to have you. And since you began, wow, you jumped right in to this position. You started off with a staff appreciation meal for this kickoff to summer barbecue, and you did. You jumped right in and you got that done. And moving on to DSP appreciation, we had a car show. Then last weekend, we had an amazing festival of tables. This would have been the first time you helped organize that event with the Guild. Tell us a little bit about you organizing that along with the Women's Guild.
Yeah, so I've organized, other events of different types for different organizations. I've never done a fundraiser like Festival of Tables before. And it was really great because you guys have such a great team here already and a connection with the Ladies Guild. Everybody kind of just seems to know what they're doing. And it's really great to be a part of collaboration that happens that way.
I feel like it runs like clockwork. Everybody knows their position. Everybody knows what they're doing. And can we talk about the tables? The creativity of these hostesses was out of this world, I thought. There were so many different ones.
Oh, yeah. We had 16 tables, but one double. And 16 very different themes.
Just amazing to see the things that these people have come up with. Very, very creative.
Yeah.
We want to give a big thank you to Highland, who is our corporate sponsor, who is the right fit for smarter employee benefits. Businesses exploring new benefit options, we encourage you to reach out to Andrew Kelleher with Highland, and we are so appreciative of their sponsorship and support. Chelsea, there's other people that we need to thank, such as Marv Mountcastle and Ron Buddy. They were the entertainment. What did you think of the entertainment?
I thought that they did a really great job. I thought the timing was perfect and kind of the vibe of the music fit really, really well with the environment.
Yeah, they made it fun, didn't they?
Yeah.
So what's up next for Filling Homes as far as fundraisers and events?
We have the Filling Home Ladies Guild membership drive that launches today, October 1st. And then we have the Filling Fall Fling, which will be held here in the gym November 1st.
Let's talk about the membership drive for the Guild. What is that all about?
The membership drive for the Ladies Guild is from now until December 1st. If you're interested in joining the Ladies Guild as an active member or even as a passive member, you send in your donation of a whopping $1 to Filling Homes Ladies Guild with your name and your address and contact information, and then they'll get you logged into their system. And you can show up to meetings and events to help support Filling Homes and our fundraising events and all of the other areas that the Ladies Guild help out with. Or you can donate the dollar, join the guild, and just call yourself a member and let that be enough.
So they can be as active as they want to be.
Yep, absolutely.
No major commitment.
No major commitment.
Except your $1 or more if they choose.
If you choose.
Then the Fall Fling is coming up Saturday, November 1st. Are you a little nervous for the first Fall Fling? It's a pretty big event.
The Fall Fling is a huge event. We have two silent auctions, a live auction, a bake sale, a raffle. So there's a lot going on. I'm not nervous for the event. I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be a great time. And I'm excited to meet some new people and have some fun.
You said, Chelsea, that we have silent auctions and live auctions. So oftentimes people donate things to Filling Homes for these?
Yeah.
How would they go about doing that?
Show up and drop it off. Give me a call. Yeah, we can work something out.
Okay. We're going to take anything we can.
People donate baskets. They donate individual items, anything that, you know, we can
offer.
Gift cards. Yeah. Miscellaneous items that I can make a basket out of. I've had everything donated from, like, wood-carved birds to, I don't know, we got the two-door stand from Sauter's for
right.
the raffle.
Right, there's a lot of different things. So people going through their cupboards at home, or maybe some Christmas gifts that you were looking to re-gift this year, maybe consider donating those to Philly Homes for the fall fling that could be auctioned off.
Those are great examples.
So we'll end the year, Chelsea, with Giving Tuesday. And that is on Tuesday, December 2nd of this year. And we invite the community to join us in prayerful consideration of giving monetary support to Filling Homes on this global day of giving. We really want the people listening to know that your generosity helps us enrich the lives of every individual we serve by providing care, dignity, and opportunities for everybody. And boy, does it help them thrive. So again, we ask that you would prayerfully consider Filling Homes as your monetary giving for Giving Tuesday of 2025. Chelsea, a little bit more about you. Big events are a part of mission advancement, as well as congregation and community relationships. What are your plans for engaging and meeting all of the wonderful supporters of Filling Homes and expanding that group?
Yeah, so right now I am working on getting to know everyone who is currently a part of that group, and I am preparing to reach out to our Association of Congregations, probably sometime in the next couple of months, to introduce myself to them.
Well, I think that's about all we have to say right now for what's going on. We definitely encourage the community to come out to the Fall Fling, which is Saturday, November 1st. If you've got anything laying around that you think maybe you'd want to donate for the live auction or the silent auction, please get in touch with Chelsea Redfox here at Filling Homes. And then again, remember us on Giving Tuesday if you can. Chelsea, thank you so much for talking with me and welcome to Filling Homes.
Thanks, Tina.
For more information on Filling Homes, please check us out on Facebook or you can visit us online at fillinghome.org. Thanks for tuning in.